This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Violent crime is rising in this country, and this afternoon, President Biden will tell us what he plans to do about it. We hear he'll say the gun dealers who fail to comply with federal law will lose their license on a first offense. He'll also focus on providing money to cities that need more police officers and offer community support. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is spreading, but there's a plan to beat it back. Here's our Sagar Magani.
The government is boosting efforts to vaccinate younger adults for COVID-19 amid concerns over a virus variant that's quickly spreading. Over the past 2 weeks, CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says new virus cases tied to the Delta variant in the U.S. have doubled
to just over 20%.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the variant's the biggest threat to America's push to wipe out the virus.
Good news, our vaccines are effective against the Delta variant.
Meantime, the administration acknowledges the president's goal of having 70% of adults at least partially vaccinated by July 4th will not be met.
The defense secretary says he supports changes in how the military handles sex assault cases. Here's our Mike Gracia.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is now saying he supports changes to the military justice system that would remove decisions on prosecuting sexual assault cases from military commanders. In a statement obtained by the Associated Press, Austin for the first time said he supports allowing independent military lawyers to handle sexual assault cases. Until now, the Pentagon has resisted such a change.
Health workers in Ethiopia's Tigray region say an airstrike hit a busy village market and soldiers blocked medical teams from traveling to the scene. They and a former resident cite witnesses saying dozens of people were killed. This is AP News. Homeland Security is offering another chance to thousands of asylum seekers whose claims were dismissed or denied during the Trump administration.
Applicants who were subjected to the previous administration's Remain in Mexico policy and were unable to appear for their court hearings are being allowed to register again with Homeland Security. One advocate group is estimating this will affect at least 10,000 migrants, although it's believed about 40,000 could be eligible. Many of them are believed to have left the Mexico border region, raising the possibility they'll make that dangerous trek to return. On his first day in office in January, President Biden halted the Remain in Mexico policy, allowing 26,000 asylum seekers with active cases back into the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Dow was up 68 points yesterday. The S&P and the NASDAQ up as well. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.